So Jesus' primary and first ministry was to bring salvation to the world. He had a secondary reason for ministry, and that was to send the Holy Spirit. Today, many Christians have received Jesus as their Savior. They've had their sins forgiven. There's no doubt that their names are written in heaven. They're just like Jesus' disciples were before the day of Pentecost. Jesus sent his disciples out to do some ministry, and they came back just raving over the results. Why, they were just very impressed that even the demons obeyed them. Jesus told them, he said, "Do not rejoice because the spirits obey you, but rather," he said, "rejoice that your names are written in heaven." Today, there are many, many Christians had their sins forgiven. But like the disciples before the day of Pentecost, they have a terrible time struggling to be faithful with Jesus Christ. They're like Peter was. You know, one day Peter was saying, "Oh, Lord, I will never deny you." And Jesus said, "Oh, yes, you will. Because before the cock crows tomorrow morning, you will deny me three times." The reason why Peter and the other disciples were having such a hard time in being faithful to Jesus Christ is that they had not been baptized in the Holy Spirit. One day some people came to John the Baptist, who, by the way, was in team ministry with Jesus. They came to inquire of John whether he was the Messiah. John said in Matthew 3, verse 11, "I baptize you with water for repentance, but there comes after me one whose sandals I'm not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire." That's Jesus' ministry, not only to have people saved, but to get us baptized in the Holy Spirit.